And though committee customs are such that the nominees are unlikely to get a final vote this week, Mr. Graham is taking an important step in filling up a reservoir of nominees that Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the majority leader, can slowly bring to the Senate floor for confirmation. The Senate Intelligence Committee will push the leaders of the FBI, the CIA, the National Security Agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and the Director of National Intelligence to account for developments in geopolitical hotspots like Russia, China, and North Korea. And Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, will convene the Senate Finance Committee for the first in what he would say would be a series of sessions focused on the high sky cost of prescription drugs, one of the few areas in which Democrats and some Republicans believe they could reach an agreement with Mr. Trump this term. "We already know what the problem is," Mr. Grassley said last week. "It's time to look at bipartisan solutions and work to turn them into law." The legislative package the Senate will vote on beginning Monday, called the Strengthening America's Security in the Middle East Act, is expected to pass with bipartisan support, but not without controversy. It pairs three non-controversial bills with a fourth that affirms the right of state and local governments to break financial ties with companies that participate in efforts to boycott, divest investments from, and sanction Israel, a movement known as BDS. Supporters view the legislation as a key pillar of a sustained push to counter growing support for the BDS movement and continue what has been historically strong bipartisan support for Israel. But Republicans believe that it will highlight the divide among Democrats between that more traditional view and that of a younger generation in the House critical of Israel's treatment of Palestinians. Already, the National Republican Congressional Committee has taken to labeling Ms. Omar an anti-Semite for her positions on Israel, a charge she hotly rejects. "With the shutdown over, I look forward to my colleagues putting politics aside and considering this bill that will keep America and our allies safer and more secure," Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida and the bill's lead author, said in a statement on Sunday.